Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Maureen, you might not know this, and I know you won't notice it, and why would you? But I have dyed my hair.
Have you?
No. Yeah, look. Do you want to, let me take my headphones off. Hang on.
Oh, there's no grey.
First time.
Why have you done that?
Oh, I don't know. I just thought, why not? It took no time to dye it.
Yeah. Oh, and it would take no hair dye at all.
Yeah, I mean, like, it literally, she just went... And I went, oh, I had a little chit-chat. And then she went, oh, I'll wash your hair now. I went, oh, surely we need to leave it on longer.
Oh, so you didn't do it yourself. I do it myself, which is a real pain in the arse.
Oh, no, no. Look, I've never had my hair dyed. The first time I do it, let's not leave it to this fuckwit. I mean, Jesus. Welcome to Women Talking Bollocks, a podcast where you'll hear, well, three women talking utter bollocks. What you won't hear is anyone nattering on about fashion, makeup, diets, or those blinking Kardashians. I'm not even sure I know who they are, if I'm honest. But what you will hear is some uplifting, irreverent chat with myself, Jen Brister, and my two very dear friends, comedians and women, the very wonderful, if slightly eccentric, Maureen Younger, and the dashing, kind, charisma bomb that is Alison June Smith.
Well, my skin's got better. So,
well, yeah, it has. Look at that, Maureen.
Yeah, I had to buy some more. I've gone on a new load of medicine. He says, I think you need one more thing. So I was like, okay, whatever.
Well, I mean, it has gone.
It has more or less gone, yeah.
Well, not gone completely, but as I mean, that's much better than the last time I saw you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it has worked, or even it might just be like a number of different things that have come together to help your skin. I'm sure it's not just one thing. It certainly has contributed to making your skin better, hasn't it?
Yeah, he goes, I'm halfway up the mountain, apparently. He goes, I just need some more medicine to go up the top. I was like, okay, whatever.
We're all halfway up the mountain, Maureen. We're all halfway up.
Constantly. That is life. That's being alive.
I mean, I'd love to know. Where's the top? I can't see it. That's the problem. I know it's there somewhere, but I feel like I'm just halfway up. Well, I'm really glad, Maureen, because actually I was getting a skin condition looking at your skin condition. It's stressing me out. I was like, God, Maureen, please. Oh, go on.
No, I've got nothing, completely nothing to do with what we were just saying. You know what I'm like, Jen.
Oh, of course it hasn't. I've accepted that. Go on, let's handbrake turn into whatever the fuck this is.
There was a Scottish restaurant I always used to go to in Covent Garden. It's now closed. It closed down on Saturday, but I went there on the Thursday with a mate of mine, Mick, and they've got really nice waitresses there. And one of them came up to me and went, last time you were here, which was January, you left a necklace, and she gave me the necklace I've been looking for the last 3 months.
Oh my God, that's so good. That's like when you find a tenner in your pocket. You turn up to a cafe just to have a lovely meal, and then someone says, oh, this thing that you've been missing, I have it, and here it is.
Sure, you left it on the table, and they just kept it for me, and I just happened to come in 3 days before the restaurant closes down.
Yay.
Wow, there is so much serendipity happening there. The universe has conspired to return that necklace for you for a reason, Maureen.
It's a very nice necklace.
It's a very nice necklace. Yeah. I imagine it. Obviously, we need not say any more that you picked it up from Scope or.
No, I actually bought it from a proper shop, like a.
Oh, you bought it from an actual shop.
Oh, I meant to put on my fur thing that I bought. I bought this all-in-one fur thing from Peacock.
Oh, I saw that. That is hilarious. What the hell was that?
It looks. I mean, it's got no style. It's got no shape. It is incredibly warm.
What's it for?
Just you snuggle into it and it keeps you look you can put that on. Right. You don't need to put the heating on. You just honestly you don't. It's so
spoken like Maureen.
It's so warm. You just put that on and you're like, I don't need the heating on. I just snuggle into
this. Like a true Scotswoman. I saw that and you know there are those people that like to get dressed up as animals. And then have a go at each other.
Furries. They're called furries.
That's it, Alison.
Is that what you thought?
Maureen has finally figured out what Maureen's kink is. She's a furry. She's a furry.
She's identifying as a...
as a I don't know what it is because it's like a leopard skin, isn't it? It's cheetah. I don't know what it is.
You look like a wild cat, Maureen. That's what you are.
I mean, it's got no style to it. Very but honestly, perfect. This is like an age thing. You just think, oh, it's so comfortable. So
I mean, that's like saying I've got these pajamas. There's no style to them. I mean, who cares? You're wearing them in bed. That sort of thing doesn't need style, Maureen. Anything that you have to wrap yourself. If you're wrapping yourself into something to snuggle up to be in front of the sofa, style should not have any place in that kind of comfort wear.
I meant to put it on for the podcast. I've got a hood. It's got a hood.
It's just as well, Maureen, that you don't, because knowing you, you'd put the hood on. We wouldn't see your face, and we'd be like, "What's the point of this?"
I put on back to front.
Or you put it on back to front so the hood is completely covering your entire head. Well, Maureen, it's nice to see your face, actually see your face, you know, without a mask of eczema on it. You look, it's great. I love it. More of that, please. And I'm glad that you've had a week of furries and return necklaces. Alison, what have you been doing?
Well, I'm in a different city in Canada.
Big sigh.
Yeah.
Big sigh. Oh, my God. Wow. There's a change in energy here from when you were in Toronto to Calgary. Holy moly. Let's take
home,
a moment
Alison?
To really unpack that. Yeah. Are you staying with your parents, Alison?
Yeah, I am. I'm at home, everyone. Okay. I'm at home right now. Wow. I didn't even notice that sigh. I'm in Calgary now with my parents, and it's lovely. It's great. We've had a lot of medical appointments. We've done a lot of... It's just been exciting. It's been all go here, gang. But before I talk about Calgary, I wanted to say, last podcast, I was telling you that I had a former student show up. This time, before I left Toronto, I had another.
What?
Yeah. So for a small period of time, you gals remember I had a little radio satellite radio show that I was doing with another comedian, Hayley Ellis.
Yes, with Hayley Ellis.
And it was like every day from 11 to 1 in the UK. And basically it was just like people could listen and then they could talk to their devices and communicate with us, the radio DJs, right? So we could chat. And we had a listener who showed up every day. His name was Grass Puddle, Jason. And so every day for like 6 months, it was like, hey, Grass Puddle's here. Yeah. And he was so funny. Anyway, Grass Puddle was in Toronto and came to three of my shows. So he showed up
to
the first one right in the front row. And I was like, I believe my friend Grass Puddle is here. Center, front, on his own, sitting right there. I was like, oh, my God, there you are. Yeah. So, I had another person kind of show up that was fun.
Wow.
Talking of Alison June Smith, I gigged with her ex-boyfriend as well.
Did you gig with Daryl Purvis?
Daryl Purvis, wow.
That is great. Wow. Oh, yeah. So my ex-boyfriend, who is a lovely human being, totally wonderful. We have no harsh feelings. He's a lovely human being. Was in England. He's in England right now. Oh, my God. Where did you guys gig together?
A West End Comedy.
Oh, he's such a lovely person.
I missed his set because I was kind of at the Scottish restaurant getting my
Getting jewellery.
So I kind of came in on the tail end. But yeah, he went, oh, you do a thing with Alison June Smith, podcast with Alison Smith. I was like, yeah, because I'm her ex-boyfriend. I went, oh, the one she was seeing when she came over to England. And he was like, yes, so there you go.
Oh, that's so nice. What a small world, everyone. I'm delighted you met him. He's a lovely person. Shout out to Daryl Purvis.
There's so many connections. Yeah, this is like a little kind of bubble here with Alison June Smith in the centre. And we're just like ping-ponging all over the place with all the different connections.
I love it.
So you had Grass Pan Hopper Jason, what's his name?
Jason Grass Puddle. Yeah. Yeah, he came out to a bunch of shows.
Grass Puddle. Okay.
Bless him. And it was very fun.
It's great. It's great to have a fan. It's always slightly disconcerting when it's one fan on their own coming to everything. But nonetheless, always great to have a fan.
I'll take it.
There's always a little bit of you that's like, Yeah. Do you know what? This is slightly weird, but also delightful to see you, Jason. So yeah. I'm sure Jason's listening to this. I mean, he's come to three of your shows. He listened to every single one. Jason's here. He's listening. Hi. Hi, Grass Puddle. How are you? I hope you're well.
And
feel free to continue to follow Alison on literally everything. Not on the bus, Jason. Not
no,
on
that's,
the bus.
That's weird.
Draw the line there.
Yeah. You, Jen, your week. What's going on? I mean, I know the big news. We're so excited about your hair that we talked about.
My big... Okay, before we started the show, I was wanging on about the fact that I've dyed my hair, which was of absolutely, I have to say, zero interest to everyone because everyone dyes their hair. But I've never dyed my hair before. Can you believe this? This is the kind of thing that, of course, everyone is a rite of passage for probably most women, I would say, at some point, and men at some point in their life that they have dyed their hair. I've never dyed it. I'm first time, 48. So it's a milestone for me. And of course, the first thing Maureen said was, I don't know why you bothered. Once you start, it's a downhill slope. You've got to keep it's a slippery road, she said. I was like, right. Okay. Well, I was expecting something a little bit more positive, like, oh, it looks quite nice, Jen. But no, very much with the... with the hard facts, the real life facts there. Thanks, Maureen. So that's some news, the big news. Obviously, I've dyed my hair. And it looks, and I've guessed what I've dyed it, the same colour as my hair.
Yeah, so that's what you do. Yes. Yeah, it looks fantastic.
What have I been doing? Obviously, touring. I'm still doing that. And that's it. This is it. When you're on tour, nothing really happens, does it? Chloe went away with the kids at the weekend and I had a weekend on my own.
Oh, that must have been lovely, wasn't it?
I mean, I did get to like day two. I did start to think, oh, what else do you do when you're on your own? it's really bad, isn't it? I was like, oh, I guess I could. Oh, geez, what am I supposed to do now? So I did a lot of cooking. I did housework. I did all the washing. I listened to a lot of podcasts, finished my book. By the time I finished my book, I was like, geez, I really need to. What else do people do? I genuinely thought, should I start knitting? I'm not used to having time on my hands. It was fun though. And I went for two swims, which was really nice. I went out and swam. And I haven't been out for a long swim for a long time, partly because of the tour, partly because it's been freezing cold. And boy, oh boy, let me tell you, am I very, very unfit. The swim I usually do, which doesn't usually touch the sides, I had to stop three times. I couldn't do it. Like, but just not genuinely like, oh, I just have a little break. Like, I was like this. Yeah, really tired. So, so I've realised I actually need to do some exercise. But when you're on, like, when you're touring, it's quite hard to do exercise. I know there are comedians that, oh, I find I'm a member of this gym and I find that gym in every town and then I go to the gym. I can't do that. I'm too tired. I'm so tired.
No.
Before a show, my energy levels dip to minus, I'm below zero. And then the thought of going, oh, I know, I'll just do a quick 10K or do some weights. Are you out of your mind? I'll go on the rowing machine. No. I'm going to have a lie down and watch Girls Five Ever on Netflix. Is that, I mean, am I wrong?
No. No, you are not wrong, Jen.
No. Anyway, that's been my week. Oh, God. I mean, not much happening there. I mean, the fact, I was really excited when I told Alex I was having my hair dyed. I was like, God, I'm going to have something to talk about in this week's show. And I have. And now that I've finished talking about it, I've realised it's actually not that interesting. Whoa! Guys, I got my hair cut and I dyed it. Beep! Wow, somebody get the paddles. We really need to liven this show up a bit. But in other news, I am flying to Los Angeles tomorrow.
Yay! Ooh.
I am flying to Los Angeles tomorrow. So in a couple of weeks, I will have something fun to say. So there, I will have been to a place that isn't here and there will be sunshine and things that, well, I don't know what happens in LA, but there'll be those things. So there. Anyway, that's my week. Boom. But now it's time to head towards the younger Maureen person. I'm sure something's happened there that we all need to hear about because it's time to find out what your Be My Maureen moment is.
I messaged Jen, I have just put olive oil in my eyes. And I was like, sitting there going, why is it so blurred?
I mean, you can't make this shit up, can you?
It was fine in the end, but I wouldn't recommend it.
No, you wouldn't recommend it, Maureen.
I don't know how to do this because it's kind of more a visual thing. Jen was there.
It's perfect. Perfect for radio, Maureen.
I know. One thing that comics need is a watch, like a really good watch, because obviously the whole thing about comedy, a lot of it is timing. You do 20 minutes. A lot of clubs are quite tight. You've got to do the 20 minutes. So you've got to know, like, when you're like, you've got 90 minutes, you've done 90 minutes, so you get your last joke and you can get off on time. It's very important to have a good watch. Anyway, I needed a new watch, so I bought a new watch, thinking this was brilliant. It's, you know, it's digital, it's smart. What I didn't realise is that when you show the numbers come up on screen, they last for 12 seconds before it switches itself off. Now, most sets do last longer than 12 seconds. And this is just a given. I didn't really click that this was the case, right? It's also got a timer, which I thought, well, this is brilliant. It doesn't have a 20-minute timer. It has a 15-minute timer, 30-minute timer. Most sets are 20 minutes. So I thought, I can cheat, so I can run down the 30 minutes before I go on. So it's 20 minutes when I go on, and then I can time it. The fortunately is...
Maureen, there's so many flaws in what you're saying.
No, so I did that, but then what I didn't realise is if there's like a 10-second delay between pausing the timer, it goes back to 30 minutes. And obviously you never know exactly when you're going to go back on. So you can't really use that as a timer.
What sort of shit timer is that? Why can't
they
just...
Well, I didn't know. They didn't say that when I bought it. And also, right, you're meant to be able to twist your... If you put your arm up, the screen is meant to show. But it only does it like once every 20 times.
Maureen, please do it now.
So like when you... Yeah. So
right, and again. Keep going, Maureen. Let's see how many times you have to do that before the bloody thing switches on.
Now, the whole thing is, when you look at your watch as a comic, you try and do it so people don't notice.
No, it's really, Maureen, let's see.
It's really...
Come on.
No, it still hasn't worked. It still hasn't worked.
Still hasn't worked. No, so, oh, my God.
So it's really hard not to notice somebody doing what I'm doing with my wrist. I mean, you can do that
Imagine being in a green room with Maureen. What time is it? Oh, just...
For those of you who can't see, Jen is wildly flailing her elbow in the air to get the right wrist
just
action.
Just doing that, yep. With an elbow, like that.
Maureen,
I was like...
She knocked out four comedians.
Still doing it.
They're four comedians trying to get the time.
It still hasn't shown. But so it's not... I would say it's not an ideal watch for a comic.
It's not an ideal watch... It's not an ideal watch for anyone, Maureen. It's a watch that doesn't actually work. I said to Maureen, why did you buy it? She went, oh, I really like the look of it.
I do like the look of it. It does look nice.
Oh, yeah. It looks nice, but it doesn't actually bloody work. So you've got a timer that only does 10 minutes or 30 minutes. Who has decided, I'm sorry, but whoever has this watch will only ever need a timer for 10 or 30 minutes. Not 12, not 5, not 7, not 9, not 14. Just specifically these times, 10 and 30 minutes. Oh, and make sure when you want to know what the time is, you have to do this with your elbow 48 times before you can tell the time. I mean, there are so many things that are fundamentally wrong with this watch. I said, Maureen, did you think about maybe getting a different watch? No, I really like it.
I like this watch.
Yeah, but it doesn't...
it doesn't work.
I know.
It's a watch that doesn't fundamentally work, Maureen.
Because this was at the... Alex has killed himself. Because this came up at the Leicester Square Theatre and I went, but luckily at Leicester Square Theatre there's actually a clock at the back, so I didn't need to use the watch.
Oh, yeah, thank God. Thank God you didn't need to use your really useful 30-minute, 10-minute timer watch that doesn't tell you the time.
No, you can customise it, problem is when you customise it, you've got to do it straight away, otherwise, it just goes back to the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Maureen, there's so many... Look at Alison's just like, has accepted this. This is how long it's been now. It's been 3 years, but finally, there's nothing you can say now, Maureen. Alison's face hasn't moved. Look at it. She's just like.
Thought to myself for a minute, sense to me. I'm going to say, Maureen, why don't you return the watch? And I was like, no, this is already...
No, I like the watch.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, see?
No,
so I just stay quiet now.
She likes it. No.
But it's not very... To be fair, it's not very practical for comedy purposes.
No!
For any purposes, Maureen. Any purposes that a watch is used for, it's not practical, i.e. to tell the time, i.e. to have a timer if necessary, i.e. for an alarm, i.e.
It's still not working.
Can everyone please, Jen, right now?
Oh, it did it then! It did it then!
It only took 35 times that time.
we've been talking about this, and now it's just worked.
We don't know, because okay, Maureen can't look at her watch to see how long we've been talking about things, so we...
Good. It's okay, Maureen. It's absolutely fine. I accept everything that you've said. I was with you when it was going on. I have to say, had I felt at all stressed about the show, this was the perfect distraction. And if anything, it made me love Maureen a little bit more. But also, what the actual fuck? Okay,
that's a good Maureen. You've got to admit,
It's great because it went into a Jen's goat as well. So that was fun, and we got a 2-for-1 on that one.
Oh yeah, it actually did.
Yeah, it did.
But even when she was doing it, when we were in the green room, I was losing it. I was going, "This is what kind of crap is this?" I've completely. Do you know what? It's a testament to how many of these I go through when I'm with Maureen, Alison, that I'd completely forgotten that this happened.
It reopened it up for you. It reopened a portal in your brain that we're like, hang on. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, we probably should have kept that shut. Maureen, that's that was unexpected. but everything we ever needed or hoped for from a Be More Maureen moment, so thank you. Now let's head to Pastures Green and Carbon Seas and somebody who knows what the F she's talking about, because it's time to ask Alison.
Go to the gym, get it together, pay your taxes and stop eating chips. Take my advice.
Take my advice.
Take my advice. I ain't using it.
Thank you for saying I know what I'm talking about. I don't. I'm pretty sure.
I mean, comparatively, Alison. Comparatively.
But I do look forward to seeing Maureen's future 10 and 30 minute sets. All right. So our problem this week. Our problem this week is how to keep time. No, I'm kidding. Okay, our problem this week is, this is a good one. I think we might have touched on this before, but someone wrote in and they were just talking about money, right? They're stressed about money. Everyone's stressed about money. So we're going to do a quick little talk about some things you can do to get better with money. See, Maureen, you'll love this. You'll love, basically okay, live Maureen's lifestyle and you will save a ton. Tell everyone where to buy the warm coat. And then no more heating.
Oh, that was
meals,
peacocks.
Everyone.
Peacocks.
Half price,
oh
12
God,
quid.
Oh, peacocks. I love a peacocks. I got great jackets in there. Anyway, okay, sidetrack. How to get better with money. Okay, so I'm an overspender. I'll admit it right out of the gates, everyone. I'm an overspender. So this is why I thought this was good. I had to adopt certain rules in my life. Like for Amazon, I'm not allowed to buy anything now for 72 hours. I put it in my cart and I leave it there for 3 days before I make the purchase, everyone. That is my new rule. Otherwise, I overspend. I'm a sucker for, if you ever read the newspaper, those 12 things you never knew you needed on Amazon. I want you all to know you need maybe one of those 12 things. I want you to know right now, I've bought them all. You need one. And you know, the one thing that I needed out of all the things that I bought was a little tiny box opener. Why do I need that? Just to open the other crap that I buy all the time from Amazon. That's the only useful thing I bought out of the 12 things you never knew you needed. So this is more for me as well, everyone. And the irony was when I was researching how not to spend, the computer started to advertise various things for me to buy to help me not to spend, which I loved the most. That was great too. So here we go. The things I think you should do. Number one, you know, pay with cash, don't get a credit card, blah, 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 blah. People are going to tell you that. Track your spending. This is number one, everyone. I want you to take 3 months. You got to track your spending. 3 months will give you an idea of what it is you're actually spending your money on. You can track it in an app. You can use a pen and paper, whatever you want. But for 3 months, just kind of track your spending so you have an idea. Then after that, kind of get an idea of your budget. Make a personal budget. What's your monthly income? What are you basically spending your money on? Just to give yourself an idea of what's going on. You subtract your expenses from what your earnings, yada, yada, yada. I think a lot of people in their lives don't ever make a budget. So this is number one, everyone. Just make a simple, nice little budget. This is a good strategy. Once you have an idea of your budget, this is a good strategy. Think of this. Allocate it. 50% of your income goes towards things that you need, like rent and groceries. Next, set aside 30% of your income for wants, things you want. Lastly, put 20% of your money towards savings. Now, I know that sounds horrible. I'm the worst for savings. I want you to think about this. Savings is like an investment for yourself for the future. You're investing in yourself every time you put that 20% away. All right? So I know it's hard, but you're doing it for you. So 50, 30, 20. That is a good way to break down your money. The other things you can do that I like this, do a no spend either month, week, day. Now, when I say no spend, that just means you don't spend beyond what you've budgeted. You've given yourself your money for your food. You've given yourself... Challenge yourself at some point to go a week where you don't spend a dime outside your budget, minus any emergencies or anything like that. The more you practice that habit, the easier it gets. Even if you go a day without no spend, good for you. 2 days, good for you. But it's important to challenge yourself every so often to do that. Read or listen or whatever to some sort of money-related podcast, a book, just something that talks about money. One great book is Rich Dad, Poor Dad. That gives you a great idea of money, spending, saving. There's tons of podcasts out there just to kind of keep your mind a little bit in the realm of money. That's something I like to recommend. And then the last thing, get an accountability buddy. Get somebody else who is in the same boat that is also trying to maybe save money or not spend so much, and tell them when you're going to spend some money, right? Tell them when you're going to, you know, treat yourself to something. But the more you make it that you have to inform someone else, you're also kind of taking the accountability just off of you, sharing it with somebody else and making it yourself a bit more aware. I think that is the biggest thing you can do with money, is just making yourself aware of where it's all going. Those are my best. Those are my tips. That's some things I think you can do to get a bit better with money, everyone. There you go.
Amazing. It's really hard, isn't it, with money? Especially.
So hard. Yeah.
Yeah, it can be, particularly. I think you have to learn all of these things really early on in life. And if you don't, then by the time you get to our age, it's like a spiral of like madness. I can also recommend Martin Lewis. I'm sure everybody knows about Martin Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
He's a man. Not only that will help you hang on to your money, but also if you do have any money, how to invest it, how best to make money passively. Because I think the most important thing is, if you do have a bit of extra money, it's like you can make an income from that money passively, whether it be in an ISA or something, and how to invest your money, whether you be really like, oh, I don't like... You know, like you can be a bit of a risk taker, or you can be like, I don't like to take any risk at all. He can cover all of that stuff for you. And I think his show, is it The Money Program?
I think it is.
It used to be The Money Program.
He's everywhere
anyway.
There. Martin Money Savings Super. You put that
He's on Twitter and everything. Yeah. He's got his own website.
He's on Twitter, but also he's got loads of YouTube content. So that will help you if you're like, oh, God, I'm not very good with money, or I don't know what to do with what little spare cash I've got. Then go to see him as well. But those are all great. The trick is to like not so easy just to go, oh, it's only this much money. It's only a fiver. It's only 20 quid. But then that all adds up.
Yeah, it's like buying coffees. Like you buy a coffee here, but you say, oh, it's 3 quid here, 3 quid there. You buy a coffee every day of the week. Do you know what I mean? It's 20 odd quid, isn't it? I think that's what I do. I spend a lot of money when I'm up out and about, you know, lunch here, snack there, coffee there. And it just, that's what always mounts up.
And that's why, again, I think tracking is really important every time and again, it's like 3 months you track, it'll give you a real good idea of like where that money's going.
Yeah, great idea.
The thing is, in the old days, when you always used to use cash, you could track it because if you had 20 quid in your purse, you just knew exactly. But when you play by card, it's like you're not actually paying. Do you know what I mean? You pay by card and it's...
Yeah, but I like it because really there's a record at least. I can look at the end of the day and go, oh, another three there. So, yeah.
But if you're using cash, you know, you've in your purse, you've only got 3 quid left and you've only got a tenner left. It makes it...
You can't spend over that. Yeah.
Yeah, there is that. Although I used to find it, I know, I agree with you, Maureen, when you've got cash in your hand, you're also less likely to spend it because there's something harder about handing money over. But I do find it easier to track my money now that it's digital. Do you know that it's on like
app or whatever.
Yeah. Whereas before, I just used to like put my card in my bank account and go, have my fingers crossed and go, there's something in there.
Yeah.
Whereas now, because you've got the app on your phone or you can, it's quite easy to check it. So, but yeah, I think definitely
having a record of your spending for 3 months will really give you an indicator. And actually, you might find it quite shocking. Even if you think you're really on top of your money, if you were to do that, like have a record of it, like Alison suggests, I think we'd all of us, myself included, would be a bit shocked at how much money I do waste every month. And I don't spend a lot of money on stuff, but I certainly, and Maureen can testify to this, if I'm out, I'll buy a coffee here or a drink there or a snack here. Do you know what I mean? I don't think about those. Yeah, I just spend it. Or if we go out for dinner, I'll go, oh, yeah, I'll get the dinner or whatever. I don't think about it. I'm just like, whatever. But, yeah, that's really good advice, Alison. And good luck, everybody, because it's very hard.
Good luck, exactly.
It's hard to hang on to your dough.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sorry, Alison, I'm distracted by the fact that Maureen appears to be drinking double cream.
I'm not drinking double
cream. What are you drinking?
It's a cafe latte.
Oh, thank God. Sorry, Alison, let's be honest. It wouldn't be out of the realms of possibility that Maureen is chugging on some double cream. Now, of course, it's time to get cultural. Well, not really, because it's just telly, isn't it? What have we been watching, Maureen?
Well, I watched The Undoing about 3 years after everybody else did. On Now TV.
What's The Undoing?
With, what's his name? Hugh Grant and Nicole Kidman.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
I mean, I kind of knew the twist, which obviously that's what happens when you watch something 3 years later than everyone else. So I think if I hadn't known the twist, obviously it would have been a bit more intriguing. I mean, I think it was really well done because it did keep you, if you didn't know what was going to happen, guessing throughout the whole programme. I mean, but there is that thing, if you don't know it, they're a couple from the Upper East Side in New York, incredibly wealthy. It is kind of hard to find empathy for people that rich. Do you know what I mean? You're like, yeah, okay, what a nightmare. But I thought Hugh Grant in particular was brilliant in it. Really, really good. I thought it was very well done, very well written, very well directed, beautifully shot. And it did kind of keep you guessing, really, I think, if you didn't know the twist. Yeah, so I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Do you remember it, Chen? Did you like it?
Did I like it? I think so. I watched it a while ago. I think I did. I think my problem with it was the twist, in that it was like the most obvious twist.
Okay.
So it was like, oh, well, that's, of course it's that. And so when it was that, I was like a bit disappointed because I almost wanted it to be like a, you think it's this, but actually it's this over here.
Okay.
And it was like, you think it's this? Yes, it is. It's this. So I was a bit, but I agree with you. In saying that, I have to say I wasn't bored watching it and I was intrigued by it. And it did keep me guessing, but I think it kept me guessing in the way that I thought it was a bit more of a complex story than it actually was.
Yeah, and
I have
to say, Hugh Grant, I think, is amazing. You know, he's really coming into his own now, isn't he? As an actor.
A better actor now.
Yeah.
Then. Yeah. I think maybe he's getting better parts. Maybe
I think he's
it.
Getting better parts. And I think it was really clever casting to put him in this role because, you know, he comes with a certain history.
Oh, he's so charming.
He's charming, comes with a certain history. And so, you know, which all helps into it. So, yeah, I enjoyed that on Now TV.
And without any spoilers, I'm just saying, yeah, and I almost went into a spoiler, but I'll just say yeah again.
Yeah.
I agree. It was good.
So what have you been watching, Jen?
Okay.
So, you've been watching Daisy Jones, haven't you?
Yes, I've been watching Daisy Jones. I've enjoyed that. Do watch that if you haven't watched it. Maureen recommended it, I think, last week. Was it last week?
I think so.
Or a couple of weeks ago. So definitely watch that. It's really worth watching and it's beautifully shot. And it's a great bit of escapism telly. I have also I've watched quite a few things, actually. I binge-watched a few things because I've been coming back late after gigs and not being able to go to sleep and then just staying up watching. I don't know if that's terrible, isn't it? But I watched... OK, so two things I'm going to talk about very briefly. I watched Wellmania, which is an Australian comedy on Netflix, which I really enjoyed. It has Celeste Barber in it, who's an Australian comedian and actor, and she's really great in it. It's about an Australian writer, journalist, food writer that moves to New York, garners a certain amount of success, and then is finally picked to be a judge on what is supposed to be some famous foodie show in America. And she's going to be one of the food judges on it. That's going to, with all these really sort of high-end chefs and what have you. So she's really excited that she's going to be on it. But she wants to go back to Australia because she's got a surprise. Her friend's turning 40 and she wants to say surprise and turns up. So she arrives in Australia to wish her friend happy birthday for this surprise. And then she finds she can't get a green card back to go back to, because she fails the health they give you a health check. Oh. And she fails it. And they're like, well, you can't have a green card until you... I'm so sorry. And she's like, yeah, but I'm going to be starting this show. I'm filming it in like 2 months. You've got to let me. So then it's about her going on this health kick and this wellness thing. In the background, her brother's getting married and her mum is having a bit of a crisis and is missing her daughter. And also you see that she's been burning the candle at both ends and her health is not good. And it's called Wellmania. And it's really fun. It's so bingeable. Have you seen it, Alison?
I started watching one episode when I was in Toronto. And yeah, I'm on board. Like, as soon as I have more time, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. She's great in it, like you said. Yeah, really funny. I loved it. Yeah.
She's great. She's really got so much physical comedy. She doesn't mind making herself look silly. She's not worried about looking like, oh, do I look slim in this? She's like, oh, you know, she's got, it's all out. It's great. Yeah. It's fun.
What's it on Netflix?
It's daft. Netflix. Mm. It's really I just think she's got great comic timing and it's really well acted and it's got pathos in it and all the stuff that good comedy does. So yeah, definitely check out Wellmania. And very briefly again, I think I've talked about this before, but I'm going to talk about it again because I'm obsessed with Pamela Adlon. Watch Better Things. Watch it. I'm rewatching it again because I hadn't watched Series 5 and I still haven't seen it. And because it's been ages since I've watched it, I've gone back to watching series one again and I'm on series three now. And I'm enjoying it more the second time that I'm watching it. It's such brilliant writing. It's got starring Pamela Adlon. She's a single mom with three daughters. It's basically playing herself. It's like a memoir, I guess. She's sort of playing herself. She's got Celia Imrie plays her very eccentric kind of crazy English mum that lives opposite her. Her daughters are like, she loves them, but they're also absolutely bonkers. She's a woman in her 50s working in Hollywood as a voiceover artist, as an actor. And it's so great to see a woman. I guess also because I'm heading towards my 50s, I just love watching a woman in her 50s be funny, be confident, be no nonsense, be flawed. And also she directs it from series two. She pretty much directs every episode. It's just, I genuinely believe that if a man had made this and this was a man front and center, this would be like a show that is like, I don't know, it would be like massive instead of like having a cult following that it does. But because it's a woman, it just has this cult following. It deserves all the accolades and so much more. It will never get it. Just because it's almost exclusively women in it, and it's brilliant, and it was all on BBC iPlayer, but it's gone now. So I think the only place you can watch it now is on Disney. So try. I think you can catch it on Disney Plus if you've got that. But if you have got it, Better Things, get involved. It's brilliant, and Pamela Adlon is. Pamela, if you're listening, big fan. Okay, thanks very much. She's not listening. It's okay. You don't have to worry about that. Alison, talk to me about Yahara.
Yeah, I'll keep it brief, everyone. Here's my horror pick for this week because I was thinking about money, being better with money, so that I thought about people who are good with money, making money work, so that I got into like Rich and the Poor, which has led me to my horror pick of this week, The Purge. Now, I love. It's such a good movie, The Purge. In an America ravaged by crime and overcrowded prisons, the government sanctions an annual 12-hour period during which all criminal activity, including murder, is legal. James Sandin, Ethan Hawke, and his family face the ultimate test when an intruder drags the vicious outside world into their home. And their two children struggle to survive the night while trying not to turn into monsters like the ones that are they are striving to avoid. So basically, people just get to do what they want. But essentially what it comes down to is the rich people are trying to, like, get rid of the poor people. And that's why they allowed this, like, 12-hour period of, like, crazy criminal. My boyfriend often jokes that the UK is on the verge of the purge. But anyway,
not far off.
If you watch The Purge, you might be a little like, oh, God. But I think it's a great movie. It's action-packed. There are a variety of purges. I think you can watch any of them and enjoy them. But I'd start on the first one. Go with the classic. You love a little Ethan Hawke. And just see the survival of human beings. And it kind of makes you look at money and go, what is really important? So I really liked it. It's got a lot of jump scares, a little bit of gore. It's more like a chase. It's always like you're running. They're running from people. So I love it. I recommend it. The Purge, everyone. Yeah.
The Purge. Yeah. I've been recommended that quite a few times. I think probably by you, Alison, as well.
Probably.
I think you might have recommended it to me. I'm pretty sure you did.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, though.
Have you not? No.
And I think it would be right up my alley. It's just everything you've said, I'm like, I'm both like repelled by it and deeply attracted to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about every horror film. Oh, God, no. Whack it on. Let's get this baby going.
I couldn't possibly put it on immediately. Yeah.
Put it on immediately. Yeah. With a pillow over my face. Yeah. I should watch it, shouldn't I? I think I'd probably enjoy it.
I think you would. It's a real statement on rich, poor society, yada, yada. There's deeper meaning to it as well as it being terrifying.
How many are there?
Is
how many purges?
Now?
Oh, my God.
Is there three now?
There's
loads. Four? Is there five?
One, two, three.
Alex is like,
five.
No, there's more. No. there five?
There's five.
Yeah. There's five purges.
There's the purge anarchy, the purge election year, the first purge, and the purge, the forever purge.
Yeah, and then like Alex pointed out, there's a TV show, The Purge. People got into The Purge.
Did you see the TV show, Alex? No, Alex is saying 100% not. Action thriller, crime drama.
It's on Prime. You can get it on Amazon Prime. And you can get The Purge, the movie, on Prime. Go, check them out. What? Yeah.
Well, it got cancelled after two series, so.
Don't let that predetermine. You're going into things and giving it a chance. Yeah.
Yeah, they cancelled that zombie one on Netflix, haven't they?
What?
Black, what to call it? Black, is it Black Summer?
Oh, did they cancel Black Summer?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Well, I liked it.
I really liked it. It was absolutely it was so disturbing. Loved it. Great stuff.
So there you go. What do the critics know? What do the critics know?
They know nothing. No. Alison, thank you for your horror recommendations. Oh, Maureen Young. Yes, it is time for your corner. Culture it for me, please. Of course, it's the corner time that is often cultural, but sometimes just batshit.
Well, it's book club, which should be happening on the 26th of April, theoretically, let's hope. Da-da-da. Information about the book club is on WTB book club page on Facebook. And this month's book was The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo by Taylor Jenkins Reid, who was the person who wrote Daisy Jones and the Six. Same person.
Oh, yes. Wow. Did you know that before you chose it?
I did.
You did. Okay, sorry.
But it's basically based about a Hollywood actress from the golden age, and it traces her career, and the chapters are divided up by her seven husbands. And she plays, I suppose it's a bit like someone like Rita Hayworth. She's actually of Hispanic heritage, but like in those days, if you were Jewish, if you were Hispanic, whatever, you know, you gave yourself an Anglo-Saxon name and you kind of Anglo-Saxonized yourself because everybody had to kind of be an Anglo-Saxon. So it's all about this and how she hides her real self, really, which you had to do in order to play the Hollywood game. So, and it gives you quite an insight.
Like dyeing her hair.
Yeah, dyeing her hair. And, you know, because Rita Hayworth was technically, I think she was brown or black hair. I mean, she obviously, I mean, she was Hispanic.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, she had her hair dyed. And I think she changed. She went through stuff to her face, I think, to make it look more Anglo-Saxon. You know, and a lot of the main actors, you know, like Kirk Douglas, you know, was obviously Jewish, but, you know, he had a very Jewish name, but you weren't going to be a Hollywood star with, you know, if you had a very Jewish name and everything. So, you know, it is quite interesting. I mean, as the character I found quite unlikable because she's very manipulative and blah, 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 but you kind of...
Do you sort of forgive her for that because of the situation she's in or...?
She's basically playing the game and she's winning at it, but she's ruthless. Like she knows she uses people and she doesn't care, but she's got this love that she can't really admit to, you know, and this is like the story. It's basically a story about love, really, you know, how important love is. She, you know, her mother died very early. She was very close to her mother. She had a horrible father. You know, she wanted to get away from him. And it's really a story about love at the end of the day. So,
right.
Yeah, it's quite an interesting novel. And then for next month, there's a small one if you want to do it, which I've read, Antonia Fraser, Quiet as a Nun, which is like a detective. You know, this is a woman who...
Is it good?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's good in the sense that, you know, every chapter there's like, oh, there's a bit of a cliffhanger. It's a very easy read. It's a very quick read. You know, it's about this woman who used to go to this school that had nuns in it, and then somebody dies and she goes and tracks down what happens. It's got a nice little twist. And then if that... It's always good to have a twist.
Yeah, I love a twist.
So anyway, that's a really small, short book. And then also, in case, if you're feeling really want to read a lot, Paula Hawkins' The Girl on the Train, which I've actually watched the film, but I can't remember it, which is a big advantage.
Oh, I've read that. I've read The Girl on the Train.
And did you like it?
Yeah, it's in that kind of genre of books that came out about 10 years ago, where they all have the girl on the train, woman looking through a window across the street, a man on a bus.
The girl with all the gifts. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, all of that. I saw the film. Doesn't it have what's chops in it?
I would say Rosamund Pike, but I think that's wrong.
No, that's Gone Girl.
That's Gone Girl.
Girl on a Train has, she's a British actor. Well, I suppose Rosamund Pike's a British actress as well. Married to the guy from John Krakowski.
Oh, Emily Blunt.
Chris Krisky.
Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt, yeah.
Wow. All of us went into a menopausal wormhole where we were all Googling at the same time.
I
could see you. You were all Googling.
I got it when you said she was married to. I was like, oh, yeah, Emily Blunt.
I know, Maureen, well, you're the only one that did get it, but I would have gone on for ages. About this high, accent, has a sister.
Married to Stanley Tucci.
Married to Stanley Tucci, who's married to Stanley, lives in Barnes. She doesn't. She lives there like, oh, God, shut up. Right, great. Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't remember the novel, which is the film, which is great. So it means I can read the book without going, oh, yeah, no, that's
what
that's
like. The book is what, as you'd expect. So it's got quite a lot of suspense and you get, pulled in and it zips by, is what I want to say. It's a good rec. Mendation. Sorry, I'm just struggling. With words.
I liked wreck.
It's a good wreck.
It's a good wreck.
I wreck it. Wreck.
Well, we thought we'd do something differently because, you know, I think the last, you know, it's very different from the Evelyn Hugo book. So.
Yeah, it's nice to mix it up as well.
Yeah,
I mean, just to be, that is a little bit more, no, I don't mean, it's a bit more pulpy, that one. Yes. Do you know what I mean? It's not highbrow.
It's not high literature.
I mean, no.
No
disrespect to the author, but do you know what I mean? It's a great book. It's a riveting read, but it's one that you can plough through really easily. If I've read it, it must be.
So they're both kind of hopefully easy reads this following month.
Yeah, I had an easy read. I realised as I got halfway through that I'd already read it, but I'd convinced myself I hadn't read it before, which was The Psychopath's Test, John Ronson.
Oh, yes. And are you?
I got halfway through and I was like, God, this is all really familiar. And then I was like, oh, I have actually read this. But anyway, I read it again and there was enough of it that I didn't remember that it was still enjoyable.
Okay.
But it's just one of those books where it's funny and it's just so easy to like, you just like, you can probably read it in a couple of sittings. And sometimes that's kind of what I want from a book.
Yeah, sometimes.
A bit like a movie. You know, sometimes from a movie,
you want
something really hard work. And sometimes you're like, I just want a
bit of fun.
Yeah. Just want a bit of fun. I need a bit of fun. Maureen, you can recommend me a book to take with me when I go to... I don't know if I mentioned this. I'm going to LA. did I mention... I don't know. I thought... I'm going to LA. I'm going to LA, Maureen. You might want to recommend me.
Do you know what you should read? The Constant Rabbit.
The Constant Rabbit. Why have I heard of that?
Because we had that for book club. It's a very funny read.
Yes. Is that the actor one?
No. Oh, no, that's the understudy. That's another good one. Understudy is very good. The Constant Rabbit is about these rabbits that become the size of humans. And there's a, there's a, I can't remember what they call it, a Lexit or something, trying to get rid of rabbits. And it's a real, it's a real piss take. And they're like in the village of Flip Flop. I mean, it's just...
It sounds right up my street.
Honestly, it is really, really funny. It really takes the mick out of the Brits and Brexit. And because he works, and the lead guy works in an agency that's trying to, that's controlling, you know, the influx of rabbits. Because there's too many amorphifies rabbits.
On the island of Flip Flop.
Yeah, in the like, village of Flip Flop. Upper Flip Flop or something. And it is a real piss.
There's always an upper and a lower flip-flop.
Upper and lower flip-flop.
It's
something like that.
Anyway, there's an upper and a lower dicker. I mean,
but you know what I mean? It's,
I'm not even joking.
No, that yeah. This, I mean, it's hilarious. It's a real piss take of Brexit and the British. And yeah, it's. I think you'd really, really like that.
If I can get it at WH Smith's at Heathrow Airport, I shall be bagging it.
Okay.
Probably not. I don't know. It probably hasn't got the. Never mind. Anyway, thanks very much, Maureen, for your cultural corner. And do, if you are, listen, join in. There's a book club here. It's online. You don't have to leave your house. There's lots of interaction. Maureen says that half the time they don't talk about the book. You just have a little chinwag about other things.
We talk about the book for about at least 5-10 minutes and then we go into other stuff.
Yeah, but it's still fun. And all of that is on our Facebook page, so do check that out. Sorry. My throat.
Well, Jen clears her throat. We've had a lovely show. We've talked about a lot of things. We've actually already had a goat, but I like that we're bookending this episode with a goat at the beginning and a goat at the end. So, Jen, what the hell's getting your goat?
Don't judge me. Now, you're going to be judging me now, but bloody well wait, okay? This is terrible, isn't it? That's what's got my goat. And do you know who I blame? Society. Well, Maureen's got this watch. No, I'm kidding.
Hang on, let me time it. You can only go on for 10 to 30 minutes. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm still doing the wrist action thing, but I keep forgetting it's a podcast and you can't see. I don't know if it's got my goat. It's not that it's got my goat, but I find this very stressful, and that is packing. I'm not good at it. I never get it right. If you think I leave things behind when I get somewhere, you can only imagine how many things I leave behind before I even get there. I mean, it's just, I will get to the airport. You can guarantee this as a fact that I will get to the airport tomorrow morning and I'll go, oh, I forgot the thing with the da da da. And you will say, Jen, have you made a list? And I will say, yeah. Have you ticked that list off? Sure. Yeah, ticked it. Somehow, something, somewhere will go horribly wrong. Because what will happen is, just before I go, I'll go, I'll just grab that thing and I'll take that out. Because what I want to do with that is I want to charge it. So I'm going to charge that, so I'll take that out. But I've already ticked it. I'm going to charge that. And then I'll leave the house going, great, I've charged it. Brilliant. It's charged in my kitchen. Great. And I'm at Terminal 3 of Heathrow Airport. You know, I just find the whole thing really stressful. Also, and... I don't know if I'm pretty sure you can relate to this, all of you. When you're going somewhere, but you don't really know what you're going to be doing when you get there.
Mm.
Like, you kind of know, like, I'm going to have some meetings. I'm going to hopefully see a couple of friends. I'll have a bob about, you know, what to wear, what clothes to wear.
Mm.
The weather on BBC Weather is like... It's like it's telling me it's like 500 degrees, but the Met Office is going, actually, it's only 17 degrees. So I'm like, I don't know what to take. I don't even know what clothes to wear. So like...
Cardigan.
I don't own a cardigan, Maureen.
That's weird.
What? That's that face. That's a weird face.
That is weird.
That face, Maureen.
How can you be British and not own a cardigan?
Well, I used to, actually, but you're not going to believe
it. You left it somewhere.
I actually... Yeah, I did. I'm not even joking. It was my favourite cardigan. I haven't been able to replace it. And Chloe won't let me. She's got loads of cardigans, but she won't even lend them to me. She was like, I like this cardigan too much. You can't have it, which I think is fair enough. But you're right, Maureen, I should invest in a cardigan. But it's just hard to know what to wear. Also, I've got it in my head that everyone in LA is really cool. And I have to, like, am I cool? Probably not. What do I need to take in order to look cool? I've looked through my wardrobe. It's too late now. It's too late to go shopping to look cool. It's too late. So, yeah, so that's a very sort of, it's like a humming anxiety at the moment I've had for the last 2 days and I put the packing off. Alison, I was just hoping at this point you'd step in with some advice.
Well, I mean, I've already listed a bunch of things in my head, but I didn't want to cut you off.
I'd get Chloe to do it.
It's not a bad idea.
That's not actually a bad idea, Maureen. That's something.
Chloe would do a really good job.
But I think just the fact that I'm going to LA is pissing her off now. If
oh,
I start.
Yeah. She's like, you want me to pack for a trip to LA? Yeah.
So you're going on a work trip. That's a massive inverted commas there. A work trip, Jen, to LA. And then I start suggesting that she helps me pack. I think I might get a boot to the face.
Well, she would do a good job.
Yeah. Booting me in the face?
Well, she would do that very well as well. But yeah, she would do a good job at packing.
Yeah. 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 Well, maybe Alison... Brief.
I can do real quick. Pack by occasions, even though you said you don't really know what you're going to be doing. You do know already you're going to be hanging with friends, probably going out to dinner, going to meetings. So those are three types of outfits maybe you want, right? So like evening possible, a couple of like meeting. You want fancy casual. That's what you want to be going for at all times, I think, this trip. As fancy casual as you can get. And how many days are you gone for?
A week.
Okay. Then just like pack in a week. I mean, really think about how many clothes do you wear. Pack for a little bit less than a week is what I would say. Don't overpack, underpack. Because also, Jen, if you thought you didn't have any cool clothes, you're going to LA. You're going to be looking at some stores.
Rodeo Drive, baby.
Yeah, so.
I can't afford Rodeo Drive, Maureen. Oh, my God.
Pretty Woman.
My career's going a lot better than...
I suggest Macy's and Target if you want to stay on the lower end.
Oh,
yeah.
Walmart.
Yeah. Macy's all the way. Yeah. Okay, this is very good advice. I think the packing under is great advice, Alison, because I've already packed over.
Yeah, pack under.
Just remember, the main essentials, passport money.
I know, passport money.
Visa. Did you bring your Esther with you?
I think you've got to print your Esther.
Yeah, you probably
do. You've
got
to print it. That's actually really good, Maureen. I better do that. I haven't done that.
Because I don't know if you know this, Jen, but American immigration is quite tough. They're really funny about this.
Listen,
getting people into America.
If I can get through American immigration without being taken to one side and fingered, I'll be happy.
So let's start there. Maybe first on the groupings is all the things you need to get into the country.
Yeah.
Clothing.
Do the
and
essentials
additional...
first and then worry about clothing.
Women Talking Bollocks.
If you have enjoyed WTB, please make sure that you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a little review.
Or you can check out our socials now on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and you never know, we may even get on TikTok.
And if you do like the show, please do have a look at our Patreon for bonus content and weekly treats. Will that do?